Yesterday's gone down the river, and you can't get it back. It's taken from the novel The Lonesome Dove. And who really wants to get it back? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our thought for today. Yesterday's gone down the river, and you can't get it back. Interesting. Yesterday's gone. Everybody is trying to teach us that live in the now. Live in the first person present tense positive. Live in the first person present tense now. How do you live in the now? You live in the now by living in the now. You live in the now by thinking in the now. You live in the now by acting in the now. You live in the now by being in the now. Now, again, we return to the shades of our Eckhart Tolle's wonderful books of Living in the Now. And what does Mr. Tolle talk about in Living in the Now? And he says it's one of the most difficult and one of the most obtuse things that one can ever consider for themselves, to live in the now. Because to live in the now means we take all of our thoughts and we put it right now. Yesterday's thoughts, we put right now. Tomorrow's thoughts, we put right now. It's not so much a matter of thinking of projection of ideas that are in the now, or remembering ideas that are in the now, but it's being in the now. Because every time you think of anything, you're in the now. Whatever you're thinking about it in the present tense. So if you're thinking about an illustration or a situation that happened to you, you're thinking about it in the right now. You're thinking about it in this moment. And so it is in the now. And so Mr. Tolle's comprehensive understanding of the now is very, very fabulous in any way, shape, or form. Except it is so complex that it makes your mind spin. And it says, where do I start? How do I get there? What do I do? And the words of Jesus are much like that too. I think the words of Jesus, which are probably the rottenest words that he could have ever said, were, be ye therefore perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. We're supposed to be perfect as our image of God is. What a terrible cross to put on anybody, or blessing. It's a cross and a blessing both. It's all a matter of how we approach it and how we think about it. Because when we think about it as a cross, when we think about it as something that is difficult for us to do, then it's difficult. And do you think that little children have difficulty with anything in life? Think about it. Little children don't know they can't do it. Little children don't know they don't know everything. Little children don't know that they're not number one. And they always believe that they're number one. And that's beautiful. But when did you stop believing that? When did you change? When did you stop believing in Santa Claus, you know, and the Easter Bunny and these other wonderful fairy tales? And Heinz, you really think that there's no Easter Bunny? There's an Easter Bunny. You really think that there's no Santa Claus? There is a Santa Claus. And any kind of Santa Claus you want, you can have. Because you create it in the now. It's just like our dear friend John Charles Dainty. We said to him, okay, tell us a story. And right in the now, he creates this multi-charactered story, beautifully done, all of them with flesh and bones on their being, and you can feel them. You're like, with your eyes open, you're looking at these people that he's talking about, because he's living them in the now. You are living through his feeling of what he's talking about. Now, we can do that too. We can do that too. That is answered prayer. When you live in the now so wonderfully that it is as though it were really so, and it is really so. All right, let's say you have a broken arm or broken leg. I'll take a broken arm, one or the other. So you got a broken arm. Can you visualize yourself living without that broken arm, you know, with it whole and perfect? Can you visualize the arm functioning in a perfect way? It's not too hard, is it? No. Then why don't you do that? Whenever you have something which is not in its highest outpicturing, then outpicture it in its highest. Look at it that way. I say to Ellen, well, Ellen, we're going to get on the plane on the 24th, and we're flying to Zurich, and we're going to have a wonderful time. And Ellen says, well, we got to be careful that we don't feel bad if we're sick on the way or we're doing this. And I said, Ellen, what is that? What is that that you're saying? She said, I'm just testing you. You know, and whenever we go anyplace, what do?
Surrounded with the pure white light of
love. He's surrounded with the pure white light of love. And do our planes run, Ellen?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Do our planes run even when people say they don't run?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there always a place plus for us?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You see, it's just our immediate creation of whatever it is we want. Now, Ellen?
Yes.
When you went downstairs as a little girl, and you went to your Christmas tree, what did you expect to find? Presents! My goodness sakes! She must have come from a very poor family. Even poor families have presents under the Christmas tree, you know. On Christmas, when you came down, what did you expect to find under the tree? What did you expect to find?
Lots of presents.
Lots of presents. See, now she's getting in the flow of this here. So, lots of presents. Now, who brought them?
Christ child.
Oh, my God. What happened to Santa Claus? So the Christ child is now going around working his fanny off, bringing presents for the little boys and girls all over Europe. My goodness sake, you really like to work that kid, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And did you ever see him? Did you ever meet him?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
And what did he? How old was he?
Ageless.
Just like a small angel.
A small angel. And what did he have in his hand for you?
Oh, he flew away when I saw him.
Oh, I see. He was a cherub. Like a cherub in the seraphim.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And why did he fly away?
Because he just had brought the presents.
He flew away because he was done.
Yeah.
Now, did you say thank you? Did you say, hi, hey, come back here, Christ child.
Yes.
Let me give you a hug. I haven't hugged a Christ child recently.
Mm.
And what would the Christ child say if you said that? He'd say, hug yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hug yourself, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. You see? Now, Sylvia, as intellectual and as erudite, academic and all that other sort of stuff, person as you can get, she saw the Christ child. Now, do you think that all of the saints in the church have seen the Christ child? No. Now, why did she? Why did Ellen see the Christ child? Did you see it too? Did you see it? No? Mm-hmm. You had to think about that. Mm-hmm. All right, now, why did they see the Christ child and other people who are religious masters in religion, theology, and so on? They don't always see it. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the closer you are to your spiritual reality, the more you see everything instantly. And it is true. It's not a matter that you're making it up. It's not a matter that you wish that you thought it. You wish that you saw it. It's a matter that you actually saw it. And in seeing it, what did you see? You saw whatever you conceived that Christ child to be. Now, did you conceive that Christ child to be something beautiful and good and wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you conceive that Christ child as, hey, you're a bad girl, you don't get any presents this Christmas? Would the Christ child ever say that to you? Why not?
Not my Christ child.
Why not?
No judgment.
I wouldn't create it that way.
That's right. You wouldn't create him that way. And it's your Christ child, right?
Yes.
And you wouldn't create him that way. Why is it some children create the Christ child not leaving gifts for them? Or why is it some children create the Christ child not having enough gifts? And so they say, oh, Christ child, you take my gifts and give it to somebody else who doesn't have it. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that a heart-wringing story? Well, hey, why create the Christ child limited? He didn't have enough gifts? My goodness sakes. He's the creator of all. We're the creator of all. There are plenty of gifts to go around and spare him. You see, we have to be consistent in our thinking as we play this game. Now, Heinz, you're the Christ child, and you're over 30 years old. Now, what's going on here? Why do you call yourself the Christ child and you're over 30 years old? Hmm? Or maybe you're 18, I don't know. But why do you do that? You do that because that's the terminology we give to it. Now, how old were you when you saw the Christ child? Was the Christ child virtually the same age that you were? Was the little cherub about the same age? Mm-hmm. Was the same age as you, Ellen? And then as you grew older, did the Christ child get a little older, you know? No, it always stayed little. Now, why did it stay little? Because that was the age at which you still believed. You still believed in your creation. You still believed in your dreams and your ideals. And Heinz, I'm going to take you out behind the woodshed after breakfast, and I'm going to womp out of you all those years and take you back to when you were a little boy seeing the Christ child. And then what's going to happen? You're going to be your own creator, boom, instantly, of everything that you want, anything that you want. And what's going to happen to those years that Heinz was playing the game?
They're gone.
They're gone.
Down the river.
There you go. Down the river. Yesterday's gone down the river, and you can't get it back. And do you want it back? Not at all. Why, Heinz? Why don't you want it back?
Because there's only the now.
Because you're living in the now, and there is only the now. I hope you don't mind the clues here. But you're living in the now, and there's only the now. Now, is that true, Heinz?
Absolutely.
If that's absolutely true, then let us continue in our thinking in that direction. There's only the now. Okay, now, since there's only the now, Sylvia, how are you feeling today? And don't say wonderful, fantastic, glorious. Say something significant.
I feel all and perfect.
That's what I said. Don't say something. Listen, say,
okay.
I feel like I could go out and run around the block and never run out of air, never run out of wind, right?
That's right. That's exactly how
I feel. I feel like I could go down to the Swimex and turn it up to 10 and swim for a full 10 minutes at 10 miles an hour. Wouldn't that be exciting, huh? Think about how far, how fast can you swim, or are you still puddling a little bit?
No, not this morning. I do very well when there are three signs. Also,
three.
There's five signs. I can.
Five? That's better than me.
No,
my goodness.
She means the single stripes. Signs.
Oh, the single ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
Five is two and a half.
Well, it takes the three little signs to make up a four.
Yeah,
one.
That is easy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one.
Well, that's 1 mile. Well, that's, I mean, so you're going 1.5 miles or 1 2/3 miles. That's good. Now, how do you feel?
Wonderful.
And
it is easy.
Push good. Well, hang in there and do it every morning. Now,
yes.
Did you see yourself doing it or just get in there and do it?
Well, I like to say, this morning when I woke up, I felt that everything is normal. Normal, normal.
Mm-hmm. And you are announcing to us that before you woke up this morning, it wasn't normal, huh?
No, since that moment, when I woke up, I was normal.
That's good. Well,
so I am normal.
We'll leave it at that, and that's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, and just know that you're the master.
Yes.
know that you're the creator of your world and that everything you do is what you choose to do.
Everything, I think it happens.
That's great. Now, would you like to share with us one thought that you think that has happened, or do you want to just let them happen?
Another time I share.
You would like to just let them happen. No, that's wise. That's wise, because we don't need to spread our ideals around, because we want to live them and enjoy them and just ignore that. So the puppy is coming up there and trying to get Ingeborg's attention because he enjoys her total positive vibrations, you know. And I said, don't pay attention to him. And now he's drinking loudly there so we can all hear him and get our attention. You know, these little puppies, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And Button goes wandering off to the front door to look for the cats. And he knows he's going to be called back. And he wants to be called back because he wants attention. He wants to be reminded to cooperate with whatever the program is that Ellen has for him. And the program you have for the little Santa Claus is what, Ellen?
That he stays here next to me and lays down when I tell him.
Good. Point your finger. See how easy he does that? It's much better than pushing him down, isn't it? Just point your finger. And you see, I am wonderful. And point your finger at yourself. You can say, I am wonderful pointing at you, but that doesn't quite make it, you know. Mm. But point yourself, and then you got all five fingers pointing at you. I am wonderful. Now, why are you wonderful?
Because I'm God, and God is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
She is God, and she's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Well, I tell you, Ellen, you have just lost your freedom, as some people say, your virginity. You have just lost your freedom. Because now that you are God and you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious God, you will be asked to speak on more and more occasions. And you will be asked not only to get up and speak for 2 or 3 seconds or a minute or two, you'll be asked to get up and do the full thing. Now, are you able, mentally, to comfortably just get up and say what's in your heart?
Yes.
Would you have enough things to say to give a full talk, just off the cuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what topics could you choose to speak on just off the cuff? Now, you see, what I'm doing, I am having Ellen create Santa Claus and the Christ Child and the Easter Bunny. These are all things that people say don't exist. Well, now, what she's doing right now, she is creating things that don't exist. She is creating lectures on different topics that she hasn't even thought about giving lectures on. And now, what would be some of your topics?
Healing.
Yes.
I like me.
Yes.
Living at the monastery.
Yes.
Oh. Being a student at the university.
Living at the monastery. Isn't that interesting,
yeah?
And what's the other one?
Being a student of the University of Healing.
Being a student of the University of Healing.
Being a grandmother.
Being a grandmother. And that's just the beginning. And she wasn't even trying. They just were flowing. Now, that is the way the Easter Bunny is born. That is the way Santa Claus is born. That is the way the Tooth Fairy is born. How many of you have ever gotten some money from the Tooth Fairy? You never put a tooth under your pillow that had just fallen out, and then it was gone in the morning, and there was a quarter instead of the tooth?
It wasn't fashioned at our times. It's fashion now.
Yeah, she says it wasn't the fashion at her time. Well, what do you think this is? It was the fashion at Mark's time.
Well, it came from America.
Oh, I see. America is the bright, shining yeah. star of freedom and wisdom and creativity
exactly.
and stuff like that. Oh, great. Well, I can see why you like America so much
mm-hmm.
and that you're all, one day Heinz will be too, you're all American citizens. Super. So think about these things now. Think about these things. Yesterday's gone down the river and you can't get it back. And we live in the now. And Santa Claus is here in the now. The teddy bear is here in the now. The Grimm's fairy tales are here in the now. What a name to have for fairy tales, huh? Grimm's fairy tales. The Brothers Grimm. And the Easter Bunny, the Santa Claus, teddy bear, all these wonderful things. And then let's just, for half a second, wander a little further and say, Mother is in the now. Father is in the now. Sister and brother are in the now. Aunt and uncle are in the now. Our teachers are in the now. Every time we think about any of these things, any of these people, they're in the now for us. And we have a perfect right and responsibility to create them in the now, in their finest and best. Because we are the masters, and that's our choice. So you all have a lovely day, and I'm thinking about you all day long, thinking about how wonderful you are, how perfect you are, how fantastic you are, and how much I love you. I love you. I love you.